April 2013 Conference Notebook. What I, the Lord, have spoken, I have spoken, whether by mine own voice or by the voice of my servants, it is the same. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 1, Verse 38. As you review the April 2013 General Conference, you can use these pages and conference notebooks in future issues to help you study and apply the recent teachings of the living prophets and apostles and other church leaders. Stories from Conference. To read, watch, or listen to General Conference addresses, visit conference.lds.org. A Light in Africa by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, second counselor in the First Presidency. Some years ago, my wife Harriet and I had a memorable experience in which we saw this promise fulfilled. We were in West Africa, a beautiful part of the world where the church is growing and the Latter-day Saints are delightful. However, West Africa also has many challenges. In particular, I was sorrowed by the poverty that I saw. In the cities, there is high unemployment, and families often struggle to provide for their daily needs and for their safety. It broke my heart to know that many of our precious members of the church live in such deprivation. But I also learned that these fine members help each other to lighten their heavy burdens. We eventually arrived at one of our meeting houses near a large city. But instead of finding a people burdened and absorbed by darkness, we discovered a joyful people who were radiating with light. The happiness they felt for the gospel was contagious and lifted our spirits. The love they expressed for us was humbling. Their smiles were genuine and infectious. I remember wondering at the time if there could possibly be a happier people on the face of the planet. Even though these dear saints were surrounded by difficulties and trials, they were filled with light. The meeting began, and I started to speak. But soon the power went out in the building, and we were left in complete darkness. For a while, I could hardly see anyone in the congregation, but I could see and feel the brilliant and beautiful smiles of our saints. Oh, how I loved being with these wonderful people. The darkness in the chapel continued, so I sat next to my wife and waited for the power to be restored. As we waited, something remarkable happened. A few voices began singing one of the hymns of the restoration, and then others joined in, and then more. Soon a sweet and overwhelming chorus of voices filled the chapel. These members of the church did not need hymn books. They knew every word of every hymn they sang, and they sang one song after another with an energy and spirit that touched my soul. Eventually, the light sparked back on and bathed the room with light. Harriet and I looked at each other, our cheeks wet with tears. In the midst of great darkness, these beautiful, wonderful saints had filled this church building and our souls with light. It was a profoundly moving moment for us, one Harriet and I will never forget. From The Hope of God's Light, Ensign, May 2013, page 76. Prophetic Words on Human Frailty. In this church, what we know will always trump what we do not know. And remember, in this world, everyone is to walk by faith. So be kind regarding human frailty, your own as well as that of those who serve with you in a church led by volunteer, mortal men and women. Except in the case of His only perfect begotten Son, imperfect people are all God ever had to work with. That must be terribly frustrating to Him, but He deals with it. So should we. So be patient and kind and forgiving. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, Lord, I Believe, Ensign, May 2013, page 94. The Sanctity of Marriage. The commandment to multiply and replenish the earth remains in force today. Thus, marriage between a man and a woman is the authorized channel through which premortal spirits enter mortality. Complete sexual abstinence before marriage and total fidelity within marriage protect the sanctity of this sacred channel. Elder David A. Bednar, of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. We believe in being chaste. Ensign, May 2013, page 42. Answers for you. Each conference, prophets and apostles give inspired answers to questions church members may have. Use your conference issue or visit conference.lds.org to find answers to these questions. How do I stay strong when I am mocked for my beliefs? See Robert D. Hale's Stand Strong in Holy Places, page 48. What can I do if someone I love is making bad choices? See Henry B. Eyring, Come Unto Me, page 22, and Richard G. Scott, For Peace at Home, page 29. Why is marriage between a man and a woman so important? See David A. Bednar, We Believe in Being Chaste, page 41. L. Whitney Clayton, Marriage, Watch and Learn, page 83. And L. Tom Perry, Obedience to Law is Liberty, page 86. What is the purpose of the priesthood? See M. Russell Ballard, This is My Work and Glory, page 18. Why do we need a church? See Quinton L. Cook, Personal Peace, The Reward of Righteousness, page 32, and D. Todd Christofferson, Redemption, page 109. Questions to ponder. How can you open your eyes to the hope of God's light? How can following in the footsteps of Jesus Christ help you to walk in His light? What changes do you need to make to feel the light of the gospel more fully? Consider writing your thoughts in your journal or discussing them with others. Additional resources on this topic: Gospel Principles, The Holy Ghost, pages 31 through 33. Gospel Topics on LDS.org, Hope, Holy Ghost, Dieter F. Uchtdorf, The Infinite Power of Hope, Ensign, November 2008, pages 21 through 24. End of the article. April 2013, Conference Notebook.